This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America via the Genesis Communications Network, and we are nationally syndicated by GCN Live, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. We want to thank them for their service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for what you do to keep America free and safe. And to all those out there in the highways and byways and working the third watch, the truckers, and hello to Trucker Mark, headed from down to Nashville from Indianapolis, so he's out on the road tonight. And we also want to say thank you to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and everybody who's out there working the third watch tonight. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, and we got a president going to have a press conference in Hanoi shortly. We should be able to get a lot of that audio live, but let's start with the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, Kyle, we got to wish a happy birthday to one of our listeners tonight. Sondi in Wisconsin is celebrating a birthday, so happy birthday to Sondi.
Absolutely. Happy birthday.
There you go. All right, now let's talk about what's going on right now in Vietnam. The summit between Kim Jong-un and the president is apparently breaking off a little bit early. There is no agreement to sign, I don't believe. However, there will be a press conference with our president here shortly coming up from Hanoi. And they've moved it up by 2 hours, and we'll see what happens there. Now, I want to point out to the audience when they go, oh, gee, that's terrible, that's awful, or the Democrats try to play it up in a respect like that, that when Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev were negotiating on not only the wall, but also on the missiles and nuclear discussions they were having, it took 5 years. 5 years to come to an agreement.
It certainly did, and when they came to an agreement, it was a good agreement, essentially. But these things do take time. I think what the focus is, at least on this second summit, this second historic summit, is, of course, the relationship between the two leaders. President Trump, I think, is able to once again demonstrate to Kim Jong-un of North Korea the possibilities that exist for complete denuclearization, the changes in the economy, and make no mistake, Kim does want to have some kind of economic renaissance, if you will, because he knows he can look and see what's happening in North Korea, and now his visit to Vietnam may be another eye opener for him. So we'll have to see.
Well, yeah, because he's right in the mix of all that economic boom that's going on with the new high rises and the buildings going up and the modernization and the people starting to flourish in the economy. Because even though Vietnam is a socialist company, company, a country, a communist country, they've resolved to go with the conservative and the Western capitalist economic plans, because they realize that that's where they're going to survive and be able to be a viable country.
Right, and I think over time that is going to supplant the idea of the one-party system and these kinds of things, because opportunity and freedom and the ability to for people to make a better product and be successful, that's always going to supplant a one-party system of government. Kind of ironically, you have people who want to impose that here in this country, but of course it is those Western economic ideas that are helping to push Vietnam into a new day for economically.
Now, the president is being quoted as saying that he believes that the biggest progress with the summit this time around was their relationship, that they actually are talking to each other and getting along.
Well, sure, exactly. They're becoming a lot more comfortable with one another. President Trump, of course, would like to, I think, to push things along. But the president himself said, didn't want to get a bad deal. He wants to get a good deal, essentially. And I think that, again, if we put it in the historical context that you have, Captain, these things do take time. Now, the Democrats will, of course, try to make it sound as if this is some big failure, or, the president is doing this for whatever reason, is not going to be successful. But here's the thing. Kim is there. He's talking. He knows something has to change. But also, he's facing forces of his own. He is the supreme leader, as it were, but he is going to face resistance in North Korea.
And there is a positive here, because more than 83,000 American jobs will be supported by the new commercial trade deals between the Vietnamese airlines and American companies. And that by itself results in $21 billion to Americans, Boeing Airlines.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
aircraft.
Yeah, many Boeing aircraft are going to the two big Vietnamese air carriers. But again, all of this is on display for Kim. He came there by train because his airplane, as I heard, was sort of a Soviet era jet.
It is.
Yeah, this kind of thing. So not very reliable. So he's taking a train. The president's coming in on Air Force One. There's got to be a big contrast to him on that.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And while we're waiting for the comments to come from Hanoi, which will be any moment, I'm going to get into a discussion about six things that we learned from Michael Cohen's testimony yesterday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. That's USCCA. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo link there to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and also to take advantage of the $474 worth of free stuff if in the event that you decide to become a member. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, it's going to be a busy day again today. Now, what is going on with Mr. Cohen? Is he back there today to testify in front of Adam Schiff's committee?
I believe so. And, of course, it was quite a day yesterday with all of the testimony. I think there were 7 or 8 hours of testimony that transpired. And one of the most interesting things, Captain, was, of course, Michael Cohen calling President Trump everything under the sun, basically, and trying to, again, sort of make him out to be this horrible monster. So it was very interesting because, again, here you have a person who was convicted of lying to Congress, for one thing, and then on the first day of the new congressional hearings, they bring up Michael Cohen, somebody who already lied to Congress. So that was quite an interesting thing. But also, of course, one of the most salient exchanges was about what did Michael Cohen expect if President Trump or if candidate Trump won the presidency? What kind of job at the White House would he want? And he may have got himself into hot water, Captain, because he's saying, I didn't want any other job and this kind of thing. I was just a lawyer to the president. But if it turns out that he really was looking for a position, chief of staff or perhaps some other position, he might have actually committed perjury in front of the committee.
Yeah, very much so. Now, let's just go down this list here. First of all, the one thing that really bothered me when I heard it was when he was asked the question, did you discuss with the any members of this committee, your appearance, and about the anything about what you'd be saying. And he said, yes. He said, I discussed with Elijah Cummins and Adam Schiff the topics that we would be talking about. Now, to me, that opens a big door wide open to what it is that they could have also been talking about.
Well, you know, can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and there was a witness coming in that the Republicans wanted to talk to, and they said, oh, by the way, I was talking with these Republican members of Congress about the topics and the things we were going to be talking about today. Can you imagine the field day the Democrats would have with something like that? It seems completely inappropriate, and it was sort of shut down, of course, during the hearings earlier today.
Yeah. And the other thing that was really interesting was the key element, the collusion with Russia. He said that he had no evidence at all of Russian collusion, but he had a feeling, he had his suspicions that maybe something might have been going on, but he couldn't prove anything.
Well,
I mean, come on.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's... you know, complete speculation, and you would think if he's the president's personal fixer and the president had all this stuff going on with Moscow and so forth, that he would sort of be in the loop on that. And so I think it was very telling that he had a feeling, but no direct evidence.
Yeah, and I got it. Okay, want to take a question from a caller?
Sure.
Good morning, caller. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question?
Captain Matt, I don't have a question.
All right. Well, let's see. I think I know what she's referring to, and that's being adjusted as we speak. Okay. So, Kyle, the other thing is, Cohen also said the president never directed him to lie under oath.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because one of the things that he talked about was, well, you just know what Trump wants you to do, sort of the way that he says it, this kind of thing. And so he indicated that, you know, that he had taken matters into his own hands on occasion to do this and that, which he thought President Trump wanted him to do. And the question came back to him, well, that's not giving good lawyerly advice to your client. I mean, any lawyer that I know, Captain, would never advise you to do something that was not legal. And if just because you wanted them to do it, no lawyer worth their salt will ever do that because they'd get disbarred.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cohen has been disbarred, by the way.
Yeah, that's correct. And he's also been convicted of lying to the Congress and to the Senate. And he also has a three-year jail sentence he's coming up on.
That's right. Well, and again, this is the you know, wondering if someone is composing, as Alan Dershowitz might put it. You know, we don't know that any of this testimony would affect his prison time per se, but it does do this. It helps to ingratiate him to the media. It helps ingratiate him to the Democrat Party. And also, he wouldn't commit to not doing a TV or book deal, you know, after he would emerge out of incarceration. So it's quite interesting. Again, this turnaround that he's had, he's supposedly loyal for a decade, and then but now comes out and says Trump's a racist, that he's this and he's that, but yet this guy worked for him then for 10 years. I mean, you know, it's in that case it's all bad. I mean, how can you really believe anything that he's saying, because he seems to be saying things that only are going to benefit him somehow with his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Or when he gets out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. And it's amazing what's going on here, because this guy, they asked him whether or not he had a book deal going on or whether or not he had some other sort of thing going on, television deal or newspaper deal, and he said he couldn't answer that. He couldn't say yes, he couldn't say no.
Well, exactly. So, again, he's, you know, the ability to cash in on something like this in the future is going to be very lucrative, one way or the other, because of all these stories that are going to be told. And really what was revealing too, Captain, is that the Democrats, of course, they're looking for anything. They're not going to get something out of the Mueller report. I think for whatever reason, they know that at this point, and so they're trying to set these things up because they want to do those articles of impeachment so very badly. They're looking for anything. And now, of course, with this idea that, well, the Southern District of New York is looking at President Trump, again, not for collusion, but for some other thing, you know, is really got them going, I think. They believe they're going to be able to impeach the president for something. But really, at the heart of this, though, too, is we'd never be hearing any of this from Michael Cohen if it wasn't for Robert Mueller and Robert Mueller's ongoing spiderweb investigation of everyone who ever knew Donald Trump. And I think we've really got to ask ourselves the question is, in America, do we have ongoing, unlimited investigations based on a political lie just in order to try to take down the president? Because make no mistake, their entire thing is about removing Donald Trump and just stopping what they see as the undermining of, quote-unquote, their system. It really is something.
And apparently the president is, his press conference is going on right now. I'm going to see if I can find it here real quick. May or may not be able to. Let's see here. Breaking news. Let's see here. This is from NBC. North Korea summit ends abruptly with no deal. That's all I've got so far. But that's what I'm getting at the moment.
Yeah, I believe he is speaking at this time. And of course, if we can get the audio for that, we will bring it in. But of course, the president is, I think, going to once again, he's going to be returning home with the progress in terms of making sure that he can pick up the phone as these negotiations will continue with the different negotiators and so forth. And Pompeo, of course, will be involved in that. And once they can get to something that they can do, then they could come to an agreement. They could have a signing ceremony, perhaps even in Washington, for example. And it would be something that would be worked out and binding. You can't do these things in 48 hours, even with all the pomp and circumstance of this kind of summit. But there is the meat to it, and there is the nitty-gritty. And if you're going to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, there has to be a verifiable and a way to make sure that it's irrefutable, and it's not something that can start right back up again, not like the disastrous Iran deal, for example.
Okay, and again, folks, this is Kyle Warren. We're talking to the professor of politics. The president right now is definitely having a press conference in Hanoi, explaining the status of everything that's going on over there. During the break, I'm going to go over and see what I can find. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful Thursday morning in the neighborhood, and I hope you're having a good day, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the second day of the nuclear summit in Vietnam, North Korea's Kim Jong-un said he is willing to denuclearize the country. While sitting across the table from President Trump, he answered a journalist's question about his willingness to denuclearize.
If I'm not willing to do that, I won't be here right now.
Good answer. Wow, that might be the best answer you've ever heard.
Kim said his gut feeling is the meetings here will bring good results, but he also said it's too early to tell. At their first summit in Singapore, Kim also said he was willing to denuclearize, but U.S. intelligence officials say no concrete steps were actually taken. Senator Lindsey Graham says the president is upset that Michael Cohen's testimony to Congress is stealing his spotlight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Now, the way we're set up here to broadcast is we actually broadcast to the satellite on our AM station out of Sarasota, AM 930, and then it goes to the satellite, and then it comes back via the satellite to AM 860 and AM 1380 here, which are also the Salem stations we're on here. That's how all of that works, so just so you know that. Now, what I'm going to try to do right now is Kyle's on the line. So, Kyle, you're listening to the press conference, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And what are you hearing?
Well, just in the time that we've been at the bottom of the hour break, I've been listening to the president. He's been taking a few questions, and one of the most important things he said was he could have signed a deal if he wanted to. He could have met, you know, had a deal to do at this summit, but he said, quote, you always have to be prepared to walk. And so I think it wasn't up to the standard that they wanted it to be, obviously, that there's going to take some more time. But he did talk about the warm relationship that he has with Kim and that he'll be able
all right.
to do.
Well, hang on a minute. Pompeo's talking here.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify, when you talk about what you would be willing to give up all of the sanctions for, are you still thinking that you want North Korea to give up everything to do complete, verifiable,
well, I don't want to say that
before you lift
yeah.
sanctions?
Yeah. It's a good question. I don't want to say that to you because I don't want to put myself in that position from
the standpoint of negotiation, but, you know, we want a lot to be given up, and we're giving up. And we'll have to, you know, we'll be helping them along economically, us and other many other countries are going to be helping. They're going to be in there. They're prepared to help. I can tell you Japan, South Korea, I think China, so many. And speaking of China, we're very well on our way to doing something special, but we'll see. I mean, I am always prepared to walk. I'm never afraid to walk from a deal. And I would do that with China, too, if it didn't work out.
Are you concerned if you're not able to reach an agreement that the testing will start again, or that while all of the time
well, he said the testing, yeah,
continuing to develop their program?
He said the testing will not start. He said that he's not going to do testing of rockets or missiles or anything having to do with nuclear. And all I can tell you is that's what he said, and we'll see. Yes, go ahead, please.
And we're listening to President Donald Trump in Hanoi live from the press conference he's having right now with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo right beside him.
As you were talking about, you talk about China being willing potentially to help economically and the fact that you talked or will talk to President Moon and Prime Minister Abe. How would you describe China's role in facilitating the engagement that's happened so far between Pyongyang and Washington?
I think China's been a big help, bigger than most people know. On the border, as you know, 93% of the goods coming into North Korea come through China. So there's a great power there. And at the same time, I happen to believe that North Korea is calling its own shots. They're not taking orders from anybody. He's a very strong guy, and they're able to do things that are pretty amazing. But 93% still come in from China. China has an influence, and China's been a big help. And Russia's been a big help, too. As you know, there's a pretty small part of the border, but nevertheless significant, about 28 miles. And things can happen there, too, and they've been a help. Yes, go ahead.
Thanks, President. Jen Chen with Xinjiang Media Group of China. In your meeting with Chairman Ping this morning and yesterday, did the topic of China come up? If so, what can you share with us today? And you probably will have the end of Mar-a-Lago summit in March with Chinese President Xi Jinping. What would you like accomplished with your agenda regarding China at that time? Thank you.
We did talk about China today a lot. And he's getting along with China, and so are we. And we are, we're right now, you look at what's happened to our country. We picked up trillions and trillions of dollars of net worth. Our stock market is almost at its all-time high. Our economy is incredible. Our unemployment numbers are among the best we've ever had in our history. Individual groups like African-American, women, you just take a look at any group, Hispanic, you saw that just came out, the best in history, African-American best in history. So many different numbers are coming out so good. So we have the strongest economy, probably, possibly, that we've ever had. Fiat Chrysler just announced that they're going to spend $4.5 billion right next to Detroit in Michigan. They're building a tremendous plant. It's actually an expansion of another plant. It's going to double up their jobs and even more than that. A lot of great things are happening. And with China, they're having some difficulty, as you know. But I think that a lot of the difficulty is because of the tariffs that they're having. And in addition to that, we're putting a tremendous amount of money. You saw trade deficits went down last month. Everyone was trying to find out why. Well, we're taking in a lot of tariff money, and it's going right to the bottom line, and it has reduced the trade deficit. So we'll see what happens with China. I think we have a very good chance. Their numbers are down, but I don't want that. I want them to do great, but we've been losing anywhere from $300 to $500 billion a year with China for many, many years. And again, like other things, many presidents should have done this before me, and nobody did. So we're doing it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to cut this down, but Kyle, we get the gist of what's going on here, don't we?
We sure do. And again, he's talking about there are many different aspects to what's happening in that part of the world, you know, vis-a-vis what hopefully the end game for North Korea will be, and that is to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other thing that's going on right now, is that, not to be outdone, PBS, who I was watching earlier, was making it sound like this was a failure. NBC kind of came out and said the same thing. And I want to caution everybody. It took 5 years of constant negotiations back and forth with Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan to finally get a nuclear treaty and finally get agreement on knocking down the wall in Berlin and all of that sort of stuff. It took 5 years. So this is not something that's going to just happen over the next few minutes or few days or a few weeks, even though the president might want it that way. Everybody in the country might want it that way. It's just not going to happen.
Well, right. And certainly if the president had signed a deal, then the very same people who are saying he's got no deal, so that's a failure, would be vilifying whatever deal he came up with. They would say you can't make a deal that fast, it's not comprehensive enough, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what this does do, again, it continues this process, and if we look and see, there haven't been any missile launches, these kinds of things. The people, the good people in Hawaii haven't had to be scared again by the idea that missiles could be launched from North Korea and eventually hit Hawaii or the western coast of the United States. So these are good things. These are progress points that the president can tout. But certainly the deal has to be good, and I think that especially with Pompeo involved, it's going to be something that they will be able to crow about here in a little while.
And the other thing that was visible was the Kim Jong-un couldn't take his aircraft. He because it was not in condition or something, but he couldn't take his aircraft. But the president flew in, of course, on Air Force One, and everything else that was going on, was just another amazing little feat, I suppose.
Well, right, and again, there just is no real parity between Kim and the President of the United States when it comes to that kind of thing and how the President travels and gets around and so forth. But Kim, we also have to remember that he's so very insular and paranoid that he literally travels with his own toilet. Because he does not want someone to get a stool sample from him and derive medical information. So again, you have to realize that dealing with someone at that level of paranoia, it's going to take time. But the real progress is that he came to Hanoi. He's very open with President Trump. He even took a question, I believe, from a Western reporter. This is all very huge, and it's stepping stones at this point.
Mm-hmm. So if you're a fly on the wall, what say you as to what's going to happen next?
Well, I think he'll go back to Washington, the negotiators will continue. They'll see what's any kind of common ground they have and how they can craft a deal where they could have a signing ceremony. But again, that there's going to be a lot of carrots. The big stick is still there. In other words, no deal also means no relaxation of the troops in South Korea and the U.S. commitment there.
Okay, well, we got to run. We'll talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And I'll tell you what, we're coming right back. We're going to do our first Trucker's Highway and Viber report. And iHeartRadio is playing us loud and clear right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
All righty, that's Smokey and the Bandit. That's Jerry Reed, and he's up there chasing around old Bandit, and old Fred's on the front seat there, the Basset Hound. Remember Fred the Basset Hound? But anyway, let's talk about this Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And again, I want to let you know that heavy lower elevation rain and additional accumulation snow in the mountains of California and interior northwest are continuing throughout the day today. Then the storm will shift into the north central Rockies and plains. That means Colorado. Here it comes towards you, where you are getting a little bit of snow tonight west of Denver. Now, the next storm arriving this weekend will be weaker and expected to be shorter in duration. Meanwhile, wintry weather is going to form over the Midwest to the Great Lakes to the East Coast. It's already starting right now. I'll get to that in a minute, but let's go to where the rain is out in California. However, higher elevation snow just to the west and the south of Reno and on the California side tonight. A little bit of snow climbing the west side of Donner Pass, but not all the way up to the top just yet. Winter storm warning south of Reno down into about Fresno in the mountainous areas there, and some snow a little bit further down the line just to the east of Bakersfield. Now, up in Oregon tonight, we have a winter storm warning in the central part of Oregon, north central part of Oregon, and east of Seattle tonight, we've got a general snow condition, which takes us over into Coeur d'Alene in Idaho and the western part of Montana. Not anything that you can't handle. It looks like just an inch or two or three or four is coming down in that area. And over on I-90 in Minnesota, we've got a general snow condition there. Idaho and Wyoming tonight right there along that border. Montpelier, Idaho going up U.S. 30 off Little America and I-80. You've got a general snow condition there going that way. Then you've got a little bit of snow up 25 north of Denver, right there on the Wyoming line. And as I said, in Colorado, some snow west of Denver tonight going up over 70. You'll probably find it going up over Eisenhower and Vail. Now, over in Oklahoma, we have a general dusting of snow coming in, 1 to 3 inches in the eastern third of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City to the east of you, Tulsa up I-44 tonight, going into Missouri, going into St. Louis area. You've got a general snow coming down there, again, 1 to 3 inches in that area. High winds in the Dallas Metroplex, rain along the Mississippi Valley, Louisiana, Mississippi, western Mississippi, and the western half of Tennessee. And you've got some snow in upstate New York tonight. It's actually moved further inland from about Utica to Albany to the Berkshires. And then we've got some snow in the Catskills down there south of Binghamton. Might have some snow coming up I-81 from north Pennsylvania, Scranton, up into Binghamton, up towards Syracuse, and then it ends. And then looking at the fog tonight, we have quite a bit of fog, not only in Florida, because I noticed when I went outside about 20 minutes ago, there was some patchy fog, if you will, there. And also, we've got some situations going on here in South Georgia with heavy fog, patchy fog, and up in South Carolina, I-95. And then, of course, over in Texas, in Louisiana, eastern Texas, Houston, and around towards Galveston, down towards Brownsville, fog there along the Gulf. So that's what you got looking forward to look forward to tonight with everything that's going on. And for what it's worth, the truckers out there tonight that are paying attention, you need to make sure that everything else is going on correctly. And we have a situation where we're going to get weather coming your way. And don't worry about everything that's going on. And for those of you that are listening to me right now, you're picking me up. Some of you are picking me up on the iHeart app, and some of you are, I've been told, are getting me on the app for AM 930 The Answer, and that's all good. So that's fine. No matter how you listen to the show, it's great that you are listening to it. So it is what it is. And again, I'm just taking a look at the weather here, and generally speaking, this storm that's coming out of the northwestern part of the country is going to drop down a little bit and move across, and then this snow that's in the middle part of the country in Oklahoma and Missouri. And it also looks like we got a little bit of northwest corner of Arkansas caught up in the snow right now. It just refreshed and showed me that. So I-40, you're going to have a little bit of driving to do, probably about 150 miles or there. So keep that in mind. All right. Everything else that's going on here, we're having a good old time on the radio. So want to remind you that Moss Family Automotive and their dealerships, Moss Nissan in Newport Richey and Crystal River, as well as the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership down here in Tampa. Now, I will be Saturday at the Moss Nissan store in Newport Richey. So I'll be there from 11 to 2. I'll be there with the Pasco County Sheriff's Department, who will have their Stars of the Live PD A&E show, and that is the canine dog Shep and Yogi with their handlers Deputy Carmack and Deputy Pinney. And you can bring the whole family along and see these wonderful animals, these police dogs that are highly trained, and meet myself and get a tremendous deal on a vehicle too, because I'll have the $500 coupons with me. That'll save you $500 in addition to whatever best deal you make is on your vehicle. And don't forget, $200 from each vehicle sold will be donated to the Pasco County Sheriff's Department to help them purchase another new canine dog. So we look forward to seeing you at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 and State Route 54 in Newport Richey. Now, look for the big old American flag there, and that's how you find it. So there you go. There you go. All righty. Now, don't forget that everybody else is moving along here tonight, and it looks like the president is too. So there you go. There you go. And Wayne Allen Root, a little program note. Wayne Allen Root will be with me tomorrow night, and he just texted me a message and said that he's feeling better. He's, of course, coming out from under the surgical arm of having kidney stones, and even though he's been on the radio, it is, you know, a situation where you gotta wait until you feel better. And, you know, pain is no fun, if you know what I mean. Pain is no fun. So it all becomes something, unique to all of us when, you have to do what you have to do, right? So let's see here. All right. Now, we are coming up on the top of the hour break. And coming back after the top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be with us. And I just need to tell you that you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, thank you to all the people that are calling in and texting me and letting me know about where they're at and what's going on and what's what they're listening to and what they're not listening to. I appreciate all of that. And during the top of the hour break, I'm going to be taking care of some of that. But the president, the summit, the press conference is over with, so we won't hear from him again, but you'll hear reports in the morning. We were able to bring you some of the press conference tonight live once we were able to make the hookup, because it didn't happen right away. We had to wait a little bit and finally got the hookup through the Voice of America, which is how we got that and played it that way. But coming up in the next hour, as I said, Ms. Rosemary, here comes the music. So, don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.